exclusive, a wild about nothing. Exclusive, a wild about nothing. Exclusive, a wild about nothing. Exclusive, a wild about nothing.
Okay, we had a team out watching this glacier, and we recorded the biggest calving event that's ever been put on film. We had 9 cameras going. This is what a couple of the cameras saw. 400-foot-tall calving face breaking off. Huge icebergs rolling over.
About nothing. where it reaches the sea. These flows are increasing very rapidly. At the other end of the planet, Antarctica, the largest mass of ice on the planet. Last month, scientists reported the entire continent is now in negative ice balance, and West Antarctica, propped up on tops of undersea islands, is particularly rapid in its melting. That's equal to 20 feet of sea level, as is Greenland. In the Himalayas, the third largest mass of ice, at the top you see new lakes, which a few years ago were glaciers. 40% of all the people in the world get half of their drinking water from that melting flow. In the Andes, this glacier is the source of drinking water for this city. The flows have increased, but they may go away from as much of the drinking water. In California, there's been a 40% decline in the Sierra snowpack. This is hitting the reservoirs, and the predictions, as you read, are serious. This drying around the world has led to a dramatic increase in fires. And the disasters around the world have been increasing at an absolutely extraordinary rate.
Exclusive for Wild About Night. 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 Exclusive.
Over here. remnants of the last ice age. And alpine glaciers are quickly disappearing. There is hard, strong evidence that Europe's rising temperatures are melting away Austria's Goldberg Glacier. Records here date back to the 19th century and document drastic changes in the landscape. And as recently as 1979, this valley was filled by the glacier, solid ice 300 feet thick. Now, bare rock and a small river are evidence of the glacier's retreat.
It lubricates the interface, or it's lubricating the ice above it, meaning that the ice can slide over the bedrock faster, which allows the outlet glacier to slide faster, and when it slides faster, it calves because it's unstable. And so you have more calving events, larger calving events, and more frequent calving events at these outlet glaciers when there are these lake ranges up in the outlet glacier. And so as you have more enhanced access, so aggregating that over all the outlet glaciers over the entire melt season over the last 4 years, that's how you get these things.
Exclusive from glaciers.